Thousands visit morgue to view girl's body. Atlanta Journal. Monday, April 28, 1913. 6,000 people, according to reliable estimates, visited P.J. Bloomfield's undertaking parlors Monday morning to see the body of Mary Fagan. It was the largest crowd, police say, that had ever viewed a murder victim's body in Atlanta. Scores of friends, hundreds of acquaintances and fellow workers in the pencil factory, and thousands of simply curious walked around the bier between 7 o'clock and noon. So far as known, no relatives appeared. The mother of the girl is ill at her home as a consequence of her daughter's death, and other members of the family are at her bedside. In the endless line in and out of the undertaker's establishment were old men and young men and old women and young women. There were women with babes in their arms and fathers with their sons. And there were dozens of girls who worked in the pencil factory. "It's Mary. Oh, it's Mary," sobbed one girl as she clasped the lifeless face of her former companion in her arms. She had heard of her friend's death, but was overcome with grief when she looked on the lifeless body of the pretty 14-year-old girl. There was little emotion displayed on the faces of most of those who called, though. Apparently they had come just out of curiosity,